Dripping from the cross. Stand together and sing number 61. Number 61.
You're like a shepherd, lead us much. We need thy tender care. In thy pleasant pastures feed us. For thy use thy foes prepare. Blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us, thy we are. are. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us what we are. We are thine, do thou be praised. Let us be the garden of our way. Keep thy flocks from sin, defend us. When we go astray,
blessed Jesus,
blessed Jesus, hear, O hear us when we pray. Blessed Jesus, hear, O hear us when we pray. Thou hast promised to receive. Sinful though we be,
thou hast mercy to relieve
us,
grace to cleanse and power to free.
Blessed Jesus, firmly let us turn to thee.
Blessed Jesus,
Psalm 100 says, let us make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. We should enter into his courts with thanksgiving and into his house with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people. We are the sheep of his pasture. How wonderful it is to be able to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And that's not just any noise or racket, but it's a joyful noise. It's a song from the heart. It's what he's commending his people to come together to make a joyful noise, come before his presence with singing, and to praise his holy name. We're thankful that God has given us this blessing to be together this day. It's a good day that God has given us. Every day is a good day. No matter if the sun is shining or if it's raining, if God has blessed us to rise up and see another day, it's good. Because his mercies are new every morning. And his compassions, they fail not. We can truly say, great is thy faithfulness. God's faithfulness never fails. Even in nature, his faithfulness is always the same. From the rising of the sun to the going down thereof, we can see his faithfulness in creation and in upholding this world. And truly in the spiritual realm, we can see his faithfulness toward us, because we see that he's kept us unto this hour. He sustained us by his love, and his grace has been our stay and our power in our life. So it's good to see everyone this morning. The Lord wonderfully blessed us with a song service at Jack's Creek Friday night. We had the house full, and we drove up the road, and Sister Ed and Sister Margaret were with us, and Karen said, we may not be able to get in the house. It was just a wonderful representation of about 8 or 10 churches there. And as I say, the house was full and the singing was spirit-filled, and we thank the Lord for that. We never cease to be amazed at God's blessings upon us. Or I'm not, every day of my life, that God could be so good to a poor and worthy sinner as I am, to give me the insight to be able to thank Him for all that He's done in my life. I could never repay God. We can't thank God enough for His amazing mercies. And it's just great that God has given us this blessing to be here. I want to remind you that the last of this month, fifth weekend, beginning Friday night, Elder Sam Bryant will be with us here at Afton Road. Song service begins at 7 o'clock. And then on Saturday morning, song service begins at 11 o'clock, and we'll have lunch, and then we'll have afternoon service beginning at 2 o'clock. So that's the fifth weekend, Friday night, Saturday morning at 11 o'clock, singing begins, and lunch, and then 2 o'clock. So we're looking forward to Brother Sam being with us. We love Brother Sam. He's been my friend ever since I started in the ministry, and the Lord has wonderfully blessed him, and we're looking forward to him being with us. And I talked to him week before last, and he's requested that we pray for him, ask the Lord to lead him and guide him and direct his mind as he comes to preach to us. So we look to God in prayer, if you'll all bow with me. First, before we pray, I talked to my brother Roger. Barbara, his wife's back home. She's doing well. She did have a slight stroke, but she is doing good because she went shopping yesterday, and that's a key of any woman, you know. They can feel bad and just be feeling so down, and you can say shop, and they turn into Wonder Woman. They're ready to go. But we are thankful that Sister Barbara is better and that he's better, because he wasn't feeling well when she was in the hospital. But he appreciates your prayers. So let us look to the Lord in prayer, if you will join with me. Great, eternal, all-wise, ever-to-be-praised God, our Father, we trust it's with meek and humble hearts that we come to the throne of grace, that we may obtain what we need in this hour, to petition Thee through our Lord Jesus Christ, who is there mediating in our behalf, speaking to Thee of all of our needs, for Lord, Thou knowest what we need before we ask. But Thou hast beckoned us to ask, and it's our responsibility as Thy people to ask of Thee. And Thou hast promised to give the Holy Spirit unto them that ask Thee in faith. And we need the Holy Spirit today to direct our minds, to assist us in this meeting, to warm our hearts. And may our hearts be opened unto Thy Word. For Thy Word gives understanding unto us. It enlightens us along the path that we travel in Thy church. Thank Thee, God, for each one that has come this day, praying and seeking Thy face, calling upon Thee for divine assistance. God, may the word have free course, Thy gospel pierce the hearts of Thy people in this community, and may there be an open door of opportunity for the gospel to be spread, and that there be an ingathering in Zion. We realize that we're living in a cold day, where that many of Thy people's hearts have turned away from Thee.
And they're not seeking thee. They're looking to the things of this world to satisfy their own appetites of the flesh. But Father in heaven, we know that there is a faithful remnant that is keeping house for thee. And we appreciate them and their faith and their labor of love. And we know that there are blessings for doing those things and in those things that thou hast commanded. God, we thank thee that Jesus Christ, our beloved Savior, died in our room instead. He was the Lamb slain in covenant from the foundation of the world, who bore all of our sorrows upon the tree, and in his own heart he felt the very guilt laid upon him. And he removed our iniquity in that time that he offered himself upon the cross unto thee. And his precious blood was shed and washed us from our sins. And thy Holy Spirit has applied, given us eternal life in our very beings, and made our spirit whole and washed us with that precious blood, given us a hope in thee. We thank thee for, God, that hope that sustains us and keeps us pressing on toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. O God in heaven, revive us again with thy Holy Spirit. May each little church across this nation be revived, and thy men stand strong upon the watch walls and cry aloud and spare not, and show Israel their transgressions and preach the everlasting gospel. We ask, O Father, that thou be with our nation as she is in perilous times. Be with our young men and women in harm's way in the military. Be with our leaders that guide this nation. May they look to thee for counsel and walk close to thee, O Father. May we all make the right decisions of life every day. When we rise in the morning, may we have the direction of thy Holy Spirit. Father in heaven, we pray for those that are sick and those that are ill that we know about, and there are those that we don't. Lay thy hand upon them. We thank thee for all the healing of our natural infirmities, our physical body. We thank thee most of all for the healing of our soul. As we come before thee, God, bless the gospel to be preached to this congregation. Give me liberty and train of thought that I might speak those things that be sound. It's in the name of the Lord Jesus that we place our petition, and for his name's sake, amen.
I read to you this morning from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 20. Chapter 20 and verse 1. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, I will give you. And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth and the ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out, and found others standing idle, and saith unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle? They say unto him, Because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, Call the laborers, and give them their hire. beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more. And they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, these last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and the heat of the day. And he answered one of them and said, friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is and go thy way, and I will give unto this last even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many be called, but few chosen. In all my years in the ministry, I haven't heard this preached on much. And I confess, I really hadn't preached on it but a few times. But it was on my mind this morning, and I tried to get it off and go somewhere else because I said, Lord, I really don't want to preach on this. But, you know, it's what God would have us to preach on. It's still on my mind, and I want to speak to you from our Lord's parable concerning the kingdom of heaven. The Lord taught a lot of parables on the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is not heaven itself, but it's the kingdom of heaven. It's the realm of God's reign over his born-again people, whereby that they recognize who he is and in his reign as king and as the Lord of our lives. The kingdom of heaven is in different phases, but most of the time the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven are synonymous, or they are the same. Most of the time it's speaking about the Lord's people in the church in the parables. It's like the man that found the pearl of great price, and he went and sold all the others and bought the pearl of great price. And I believe that pearl of great price is the church, is the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is like a man that was seeking goodly pearls, but he found one pearl. I mean, one pearl of great price, very valuable. And you know what he did? He went and sold all the others, and he bought that pearl. And I believe the church in our lives is like the pearl of great price. What would we do without the kingdom of heaven in our life? All the joys that I've received, all the blessings that have been mine by being in the house of God, in the church of the living God. The kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that is a householder. This is a picture here of a man that is an owner of a house, of land, and of a vineyard. He owns a vineyard, and he needs laborers in this vineyard. And so he goes out early in the morning to hire laborers to work in the vineyard. And he finds laborers, and he agrees with the laborers for a penny a day. Now, in that time, the penny was a Roman coin that was worth about 16 cents. But they agreed, to work in the vineyard for a penny a day for a Roman coin, which was worth about 16 cents. That's not a whole lot of money, but it probably in that day and time was quite a bit, 16 cents a day. And then he goes out the third hour. That's about 9 o'clock in the morning, the third hour. And he sees others standing idle, and he hires them to go in to the vineyard and labor out here in the marketplace, just standing idle. And then about the sixth and the ninth hour. The sixth hour is at noon. The ninth hour is at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And he hires them to go into the vineyard and labor. And then at the 11th hour, this is at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he sees those that are standing idle. And he asks the question, why stand ye here all the day idle? They said, well, no man has hired us. So he hires them to go into the vineyard. Here we have a picture of the good man of the house hiring laborers to go into the vineyard to work. I believe it's a picture of the church of Jesus Christ. It's the kingdom of heaven. What is our business in the church? Our business in the church is to labor, isn't it? To labor in the Lord's vineyard. This is the vineyard of the Lord. It is His planting. He owns it. He purchased it. He paid for it with His own precious blood. And He loves His church. It's His. It's really not ours. We don't own it. It's ours in the sense that He has blessed us with it. But we do not own the church. He is the owner of the church. He is the owner of the vineyard. And we are the laborers in the vineyard. The Apostle Paul wrote in the book of Hebrews that God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which you have showed unto His name, and that you have ministered unto the saints and do minister. So we have a ministry. Every church member has a ministry in the house of God. No matter how you might feel, how little you may feel in your life, you have an important ministry in the kingdom of heaven, in the church. And God is not unrighteous to forget. God will not forget your work and labor of love. What is this but a labor of love in the house of God? But there is a specific reward that is here set forth, that everyone received the same at the end of the day. Everyone received the penny. Whether they came in early in the morning, or at the third hour, or at the sixth hour, or at the ninth hour, or at the 11th hour. Everyone received the same wage at the end of the day. I believe that this is setting forth the approval of God at the end of our life, as laborers in the vineyard. I believe that that is the penny. That's the wage, the approval of God at the end of our life. When I leave this world, I want to be found approved of God. I'm not talking about so I can get to heaven. You know I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about that there is an approval at the end of all of our life by Almighty God, by our Savior, of our labors here in this world, in the kingdom of heaven, in the church of the living God. This is not portraying all the blessings that we receive all along the way of life, because We know that there are many, many blessings that we receive in our labors. Some receive more blessings than others because they labor more. So it's not teaching all the blessings according to your labor. There are those that receive abundant blessings because they labor more abundantly. You know, the Apostle Paul, that great eminent apostle that preached the gospel everywhere that God would lead him and direct him. He says, I labored more abundantly than they all. All the other apostles, he says, I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. You see, he attributed his labors in all that he did to the grace of God that enabled him to labor more abundantly than all the rest. But he himself looked upon himself and said that I'm not worthy to be called an apostle. You see, he felt his unworthiness to be called an apostle of Jesus Christ, because he knew that he did not choose the apostleship, that Jesus chose him, and by the will of God, he was put into the apostleship to labor in the vineyard, to labor in the kingdom of God. And at the end of his life, he would say that I will receive a crown of righteousness, which the righteous judge shall give unto me. And not unto me only, but all them also that love his appearing. At the end of his life, I don't believe that Paul would say, now, God, I've labored more abundantly than all the other apostles, and I deserve more. No, he wouldn't say that. Nor any of the other apostles would say that, that they deserve more than the others, that they deserve more of God's approval at the end of life. I don't believe that anybody in the church can say, now, God, I've merited more than the other person or the other member. God, I've been more faithful. I mean, I've been here longer. Now, the attitude sometimes creeps into the church, God, I've been here longer, and I've got a little more prestige than anybody else. Now, sometimes that creeps into the church. I've been here longer. Look how long I've been a member of the church. And somebody comes new into the church, well, I've been here longer than they have, and I deserve more. No, it doesn't work that way. But you know, these laborers that came in early in the morning, they had that attitude. Because they complained unto the good man of the house, unto the owner of the vineyard. They complained when he started dispensing the penny, the wage to the laborers at the end of the day. He started with those that came in at the 11th hour, 5 o'clock. They only worked 1 hour. But they got the same amount. And those that came in early in the morning, they complained to the good man of the house, to the landowner. They murmured against the good man of the house, saying, these have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us? Why, we've borne the heat of the day. We've been here since the morning. We've done most of the work. And they get the same amount. We ought to get more. No, they had agreed with the landowner for a penny. They agreed for that wage. I don't know of anybody that works and thinks they get paid at what they think they're worth. Do you? In this day and time especially, I don't know anybody that works and does their job that thinks that, you know, I'm paid enough. There's not many. There might be a few. But I don't know of anybody. I hadn't heard anybody say that. Oh, they're always wanting more benefits, aren't they? Or want a little more, they want a raise, want a little more money. We want a little more because, you know, we've been here with this company, I don't know how long, just years and years. And of course, I'm not preaching against being compensated for your work. That's not what I'm advocating, but I'm just saying that I don't know anybody. I've never talked to anyone who says, well, I'm paid enough. I've got all the benefits I need, I don't need a pay raise. But these laborers didn't feel that way. I mean, they felt that way. These laborers felt the same way. They said, you know, we...